decisions daily. Mistakes are bound to be made, but the all-important question will have to be, how do you react to mistakes when they become apparent? If you back away from the mistake by telling yourself or telling others that you did not make a mistake, what you're doing is setting in motion a chain of events that is going to diminish your well-being considerably. The very thing you were after, mental well-being that you thought reputation would bring you, is going to be destroyed and blocked off from you by the chain of events you're setting in motion. Even in this smallest matter, what you are doing is blocking off one whole area of your life. You are saying, in effect, this entire area over here that deals with this particular thing is not to be appraised. It is no longer to be investigated or looked at. No matter what happens, I have chosen rightly here, and I will never again consider this matter. It is not to be discussed from here on. But suppose that in reality, you have chosen wrongly over there. When the consequences of that wrong decision start showing up, as they inevitably will, that's what makes it a wrong decision in the first place. When those consequences start showing up, you're going to start expending precious resources, limited resources. These are now going to be expended in covering up the very gory truth that you thought you could hide. Could I have married the wrong person? Of course not. Therefore, when my wife behaves irrationally, I must devise a logical explanation that justifies her actions. And in doing so, I am constructing a code of conduct that I am claiming to follow, one that will now block me off from some alternatives that would otherwise have been my most profitable, simply because I have to now justify the actions of someone else in order to justify my claim that I married rightly. But of course, what is happening is I'm trying to preserve the fiction of my rightness at all costs, and this begins to get more expensive and more expensive as it begins to pyramid, because it's going to lead inevitably to further irrationalities that are going to require further explanation. And before long, I am spending all of my resources covering my tracks in just this one area. The original mistake does not have to be anything nearly as large as a wrong marriage, for example. The smallest error can be compounded through this process into a gargantuan nightmare of track covering by simply trying to block off this small error at the outset. It requires another decision on your part, which is an error, and on and on and on till it becomes a huge thing. In fact, it would not be hard to imagine many different ways that a bad marriage could come about as a result of trying to compound a lesser mistake that had just simply led to this, one after another. Now, this is what I like to refer to as the concept of the box. By refusing to face up to a mistake, I am jumping into a box where my freedom of action is now restricted. And you can picture the mistake, perhaps symbolized by some other human being. The mistake sits on top of the box, holding the lid down. I can't get out of it. My action is restricted because I refuse to disturb what is on the lid. You can't get out of the box without upsetting the person who is sitting on the lid, so you stay put. But of course, is this the road to well-being? Obviously not. You move further away from it, finding progressively less and less mental well-being in your life in trying to keep from upsetting what is on the lid of the box, by simply avoiding a discussion of this area, an investigation of it, an appraisal of it, a consideration of it, because it is not to be considered. It is a mistake that has to be preserved at all costs. None of the dreams you dream can really come true then, because the box would have to be disturbed in order for you to be able to get out and have them. Your ambition will become progressively lowered as life goes on, because you are, in effect, constantly decreasing your ability to get well-being by decreasing the number of alternatives available to you. And when you read a book like The Fountainhead or Atlas Shrugged, you say, well, that's all very inspiring, and it certainly does encourage one to try to lead a better life. But obviously, no real person could actually live like Howard Roark or John Galt. Why not? Well, because life isn't that simple. In real life, there are complications that the author didn't deal with in the novel. But where did the complications come from? You chose to take them on, and you're choosing to hang on to them right now. There isn't a single individual in this room who couldn't lead Howard Roark's life if that was what he determined to be the most ideal existence for him. Now, obviously, you're going to have to take the time to establish the proper mental